Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Kiwa, right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. Reporting live from the Mile High City of Denver, I'm your host, Dak Dish.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dax Dish and Rod and Rod. Welcome to the Queue Up. It's good to have you guys here. Happy TGIF. What do you think, Rod?
Thank goodness. Not that it really matters
Absolutely.
To me.
Absolutely. It's a little snowy in the city today, though.
It was worse last night.
And you're right in the heart of the city. Was it snowing bad last night?
It was snowing bad. So how are you on this Friday morning?
I am excellent, my friend. It's a new year. We've got a great lineup of artists, a lot going on. It's going to be a busy year. It's going to be a busy and exciting year. What about you?
I'm cranky. I haven't had sugar all week. My goal is to keep the whole month sugar out of my diet as much as possible. Sometimes you find it in certain foods, but it's been a rough go, especially having coffee with stevia. Ugh.
You could always put like honey or something in there, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I know I could.
it's a pot.
I don't know. Honey ain't much better than stevia for coffee.
For a guy that used to eat like 8 candy bars in one sitting, yeah, I can understand. But that was back in the day. You've definitely come a long way, my friend. So we got some great. What?
I said I didn't do that. It was only 4.
So. Got some music coming up from a lot of good artists. I've got Raina Williams. She'll be on the show on Monday. We're excited about that. Got a track from her. So, yeah, you're going to be on Monday, right, to speak with her?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's got – I mean, I've been checking out all her music. She's phenomenal. Like, she's the shit. She's the real deal. She's raw. She's gritty. She's edgy. Everything an artist should be.
Yes.
Love it. So, news. Well, let's wait on that. I mean, news, you know. let's play to get you depressing. Let's
find this happy news. But that's far far away.
Let's play a happy track, and then we'll go to break, give you a chance to enjoy your cup of coffee with stevia, and then we'll come back. And we'll discuss the news. How's that sound?
Fantastic.
All right. Awesome. And then obviously the Broncos play Sunday, so we will get into that momentarily as well. But this is Fi kicking off the hour with Clocks right here on the Queue Up.
She tells me come and find who she's behind a glass of wine. Now we're playing hide and seek between the candlelight. She shows me how to live and be and gives to me a kiss. I keep it. She asks me what I really need. I whisper this. I only want your time. To spend on me. I only want your time.
you're tuned in to The Cue Up, right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
Pump up the power with a high-performance Hot Wheels car and the goodness of new Go-Gurt strawberry yogurt, one of the fun choices in your McDonald's Happy Meal.
All right.
I see you're back. Well, maybe he's not back after all. Well, let's continue on with the news today. For the parents, France, we have a French terror suspect dead at both locations that they were searching at. Went into the city of... it looked like damnation, but it's damnation. City Hall of Damnation. I thought it said damnation. I was like, well, okay.
And are you holding it down, buddy?
Well, of course I am. I was just telling them about the terror suspects dead at both locations. And it's one
right
of
on.
City Hall of Damnation, but it looked like damnation, so I probably screwed that up.
We were talking about the situation over in Paris.
Well, yeah, and they got the suspects, but
I think there were three altogether.
It's them not having guns, like immediately when all the shooting started, because apparently
so the terrorists didn't have guns. Is that what?
No, the police.
Oh, how are the police not going to have guns, man?
There are some countries they are banned in.
We could use that law over here. What do you think?
I think you're stepping into some deep shit right there.
So, from my understanding, is that. There were this morning just two other incidences related to the incident earlier this week with the 12 casualties in Paris. So today, as of this morning, there were two separate hostage situations where one was in a grocery store and one was in some other neighborhood. One of the guys gave themselves up, but these other two are still... from my understanding,
at large.
You know, they're at large. So, man, they need to step up those efforts and get these crazy people off the street.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about what happened? What do you think about what happened in Colorado Springs?
What happened in Colorado Springs?
See, and this should be some national news. The bombing at the NAACP. Oh, wait. It was the bombing of the NAACP. It involved black people, so they're not going to say much.
The black people aren't going to say much, or?
No, apparently the news media.
Wow.
It happened on Tuesday. It didn't kill anybody. Maybe that's why it wasn't big news. But it was basically the NAACP got bombed, and it would have been a lot worse if this gas can would have exploded.
Wow.
And it took them till Thursday to even say either Wednesday evening or Thursday to say anything on CNN or any of the major news networks.
Well, yeah, it's because it's Colorado Springs, probably, you know?
And Obama's trying to get people smarter. Let's hope it works.
Absolutely. He's trying to get free tuition for two-year community colleges, I think is what it is.
Well, can I get a refund for not those 2 years of school?
Can you get a refund? Well, what did you go for?
Does it matter? I went 2 years, and then I went two more and got a degree, but community college is usually about 2 years and you get a degree. I'm just wondering if I can get some kind of community refund.
No, probably not, but if you re-enroll, you know, you get some free money.
Well, yeah, but then I'd have to go for a master's.
What's wrong with that?
Then I could have people start calling me Master Rod.
Oh, God. Master Rod?
Uh-huh. And then if I go for a PhD, they can call me Dr. Rod.
I think I like rodent better.
And I think I like you better with...
Don't do it.
I can't say that on the radio.
Don't do it.
What was that last song you played? Was that...
The last song was Five Clocks. Did you like that?
Oh, what a great way to wake up in the morning.
Good. Put you in a good mood.
A little jam music, snap your fingers.
Absolutely. We got a lot more where that came from. But Bill Cosby, man, we can't get enough of this. So he had a show.
He's coming next week.
Where?
He's going to be down here at the Buell.
Here in Denver?
Yeah, they haven't canceled his concert yet.
Well, he was, I think he was in Canada or something over the weekend, and in a rare reference to a sexual assault, apparently he told a woman attending the comedy show, "You have to be careful around me drinking." Now, what kind of shit is that? Okay, he's going through all this, and all these allegations are being thrown out there, and then he says something like that? I mean, come on, Mr. Cosby.
Alzheimer's?
It's something, but apparently one of somebody in the audience screamed out, "You're a rapist, Mr. Cosby," before he was ejected from the show.
Oh, didn't hear that.
That's what I'm saying. And then Felicia Rashad. Did you see the interview with Felicia Rashad?
I heard a little bit about it. First she said she supported him, and then she kind of wishy-washed her way back saying, "That's not what I said at all."
Yeah, I've kind of lost respect for her because watching the interview and just watching her, you know, I think she said what she said when she said, you know what, forget those women. You know, I mean, well, first of all, Ms. Rashad, you weren't in that position, so for you to say
she
that,
was around
you said it.
All the time.
Yeah, that's true, but, you know.
And she never said anything about being raped. Maybe she got paid well, or maybe they're still doing it on the side. I don't know.
But then I was reading an article, too. So according to this article on the show, when she was pregnant, when Felicia Rashad was pregnant with Marcus Allen's baby, Bill Cosby was different towards her. It was really the way that they were, you know, saying it was like he was really weird towards her, and he was really upset because she was pregnant and things like that. So this man, he ain't wrapped too tight. Something going on up there.
Well,
and as he gets older, it's just kind of all is... Yeah, it all is coming out, but you know, hey, who are we to judge, right? We just watch TV. That's all.
That's
it. Anyway, Please, we're on the queue up. We've got some great music. This is Jai Harris with Unlucky in Love. And when we get back, we'll talk about the Broncos. They're playing this Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. So we'll get some insights from Rod on what needs to happen. Jai Harris, Unlucky in Love, right here on the queue up.
Never been lucky in love. Sometimes it seems like love don't love me, and I'm lovely. But even beyond the physical beauty, intellectually stimulating you mentally, it seems like you and me were meant to be. But I've never been so lucky. And luckily I've been taught to have thick skin, building barriers around my heart, spurring to never let another in, because in the end, I never win. Because I tend to see happy endings before the relationship even begins, because I can see the God in you. But you flip that right around and reveal the dog in you. I'll never understand what's wrong with you, because you and I could have built an empire. But I've never been so lucky. And luckily I'm in touch with reality. I wanted you as my king, but that was just a fantasy. You should have been a man to me, reached out your hand to me and asked me to be your queen, help you manifest your dreams. Together we could have acquired the finer things, but I've never been so lucky.
What? began saying that.
Griffin on the queue up with Skeletons. Before that, Jai Harris, Unlucky Love. Well, Denver is the place to be this weekend, Rod.
Yes. Absolutely.
We got a big day on Sunday. Absolutely.
We do. We have a big day. We have a huge game. And I mean,
Is Julian back in the game after?
I believe Julius will be there. I believe also Brandon Marshall will be there on defense.
Nice.
We got to get it done.
What do we need to work on? What does Denver need to focus on right now?
Okay. We got Luck and we got Manning. We got two great quarterbacks. Luck went for 40 touchdown passes this season. Manning had 39. I think Manning would have had more had he been feeling better or looking better or acting better. I don't know which. But,
right.
I think our defense is going to be key in this matchup because the defense, we are second in the rush. We are ninth in the pass. And we have 12 takeaways in the last five games. And Andrew Luck has thrown an interception in 11 of his 16 regular season games. So we might really be able to get to them, and we have home field advantage, and we have that mile high altitude.
Yes, we do.
So I think
and a lot of crazy ass fans.
United in orange.
Absolutely.
Until they
and
lose.
It looks like Indianapolis Colts. Right, yeah. The Indianapolis Colts will be starting Joe Reitz, who's usually a backup. So what do you think about him? Have you followed him at all?
I know you're into fantasy,
so I don't know if you. Okay.
No.
So apparently they're
going to
be starting him.
Well, he might need his. Give him a chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
But really, I know the key game tomorrow that Denver fans are focusing on.
What is that?
That's the Baltimore Ravens at the New England Patriots. And
oh, Patriots, you know, all the way.
No. We don't want them to win.
No? I know. But they're going to win.
Probably.
They're going to win. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But the Baltimore Ravens have known to go in there and upset them on more than one occasion.
So that's going to be a battle to the death tomorrow.
Oh, yes. And also tomorrow, let's not forget, let's give some love out to the Carolina Panthers, who had a crappy regular season, but they've had five great games, and they play at Seattle.
Awesome.
And then also on Sunday with Denver, Sunday the first game is the Dallas Cowboys at Green Bay Packers. And the Dallas Cowboys have been undefeated on the road this whole season, so.
Dallas is on fire. So we'll see what happens there.
I'm really hoping it's a Denver-Dallas rematch.
You want what?
I want a Denver-Dallas rematch in the Super Bowl. We went back in the late 70s. I can't remember if it was 78 or 77, but it was one of those years. I was too young to really remember. But I'd love a Dallas-Denver rematch. And, of course, us to take the victor this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we will see what happens. It all goes down on Sunday starting at 2:40. So make sure you tune in and show your orange and blue pride. We're going to kick some ass. We'll be right back on the queue up.
You're tuned in to the queue up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
Benjamin Neil Schwatter is a patient man. Really, really patient. probably safe to say that most of us aren't like Benjamin Neil Schwatter. Good thing the rest of us can have our fun instantly with scratch games from the Colorado Lottery. With the instant thrill of playing scratch, good things come to those who don't wait.
Paula Sela is a real Geico customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With Geico, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
Geico. Real service, real savings.
This is Dax Dish with your weekend calendar of events. Record producer and rap sensation Mac Miller will perform the Ogden Theater tonight starting at 9 o'clock. Visit SeatGeek.com for ticket info. American musical and performance group March 4th Marching Band take to the stage at the Bluebird Theater tonight starting at 7 o'clock. Visit StubHub.com for ticket purchase. Indie funk phenomena Luke the Knife will be throwing it down at the 1UP Colfax tomorrow night starting at 9. Go to TicketFly.com for ticket information. The Colorado Avalanche take on the Dallas Stars at the Pepsi Center tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Call 303-428-7645 for seating and ticket info. Our hometown Denver Broncos host the Indianapolis Colts Sunday starting at 2:40. Tune into the game and all the highlights on CBS. And let's root the Broncos all the way to the Super Bowl. I'm Dax Dish. That's your weekend calendar of events. Now back to more music on the Cue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Here's the Chemistry Club on the Cue Up with Particle of Light.
At our store, Carmel Carmella began their musical escapade in 2009 around Denver. Their debut album, Ominous Walrus, became a hit and caught on to listeners. Also playing the 2010 Warped Tour gained them groves of fans. They also played Global Dance Festival 2011 alongside Kid Cudi and LMFAO. Here's one of Denver's finest, Carmel Carmella with Dear Emily.
Carmel Carmella on the queue up with Dear Emily. So, Golden Globe list is out, ain't it, Rod?
Golden Globes is on Sunday.
Oh, Golden Globes are on Sunday.
The Golden Globes are on Sunday.
Oh, and you said you had a quiz for me. You wanted to see who I might thought would win.
Oh. You don't know any of these people. Best miniseries.
I mean, or TV like you? Okay, I'm a music person, not a TV and movie person. So who's nominated and what's going on?
You know, Game of Thrones, Good Wife.
Good Wife. I have watched Good Wife. I have watched Good Wife, and I do like, I like that show.
Oh, I like that show too. I hope it wins, but I don't think it will.
Yeah. What is it up against?
The Good Wife is up against Game of Thrones, House of Cards, The Affair
with Kevin's
Abbey. Yes. And hopefully The Good Wife will win. It's been a long time since the Broadcast Network has won Best Drama.
Well, I hope that it does, but if not, I'm sure that Game of Thrones will take it.
Yes.
Because Game of Thrones has had some...
What a great show that is. And in further news, let's talk about Justin Timberlake. Not Justin Timberlake. I'd rather talk about him, but we got to talk about Justin Bieber and his Calvin Klein ads and just how kind of pathetic they are, because apparently they had to Photoshop a bigger bulge. And as soon as Dax gets back, we're going to find out what he thinks about this bigger bulge. So, and
what are some of the actors that are? Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here.
Yes, we just went into Justin Bieber. You missed it. What do you think about that Photoshop bulge?
It looks like two freaking pistachio shells being held up by a rubber band. That's what it looked like. Well, that's what it is. But yeah, Justin Bieber and Calvin Klein. Yeah, dude, I'm good. I'm good with that.
It went from a limp noodle to a half a salute. And speaking of Justin, apparently the heart didn't get what it wanted from Selena.
Oh, what was that?
She's
that a baby?
She's back in the studio working on new music.
Good for her.
Yes, so she needs to stay far, far away from him.
She does. He must be putting it down or something for her to be like, you know, he's such a douchebag.
Wait, you know what they say about those small men?
What, small brain cells?
Ooh, they eat out every night.
Oh, for the love of God.
You're tuned in to The Cue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
There's a wake-up call happening in Colorado. It's about coming to terms with what obesity really looks like. And it's not as extreme as you might think. A few extra pounds that add up year after year. Right now, one out of every two Colorado adults is overweight or obese. One out of every two. It's time to wake up and find out where you stand. You'll get insights, answers, and next steps at livewellcolorado.org.
I could go back to school on the traditional route. Lots of people do. I mean, lots. But they aren't me. I want classes I control, not lectures I have to sit through. I'm not out to land some job. I want a career. I know I don't want that. I'm not afraid to go my own way. And it looks like I'm not alone.
CTU, the new direction of online education. Are you in?
Rena Williams on The Cue Up.
Keys and open up the front door. keep a low profile, but down my city. Last time I was at the club, I came low. Cause I had every intention to take a cutie home. This time I'm laying low in the back of the VIP. But it ain't working cause this victim got an eye on me. I ain't really trying to repeat the past. My damn, sure they got some ass. Why can't I just hit him?
But all I could see was an ass in my view. She the type of lady every dude wanna do. The same type of lady make it spend all your loot. She got an eye on a cute pair of shoes, and she got the other eye on dude and your crew. Can't trust her, she make an excuse why she need another couple hundred dollars out of you. Say yes, cause she look good on your arm. A Rolex cost less than her on your arm. I'm not impressed with her on your arm. Didn't take a lot of effort to get her on your arm. First impression, never ever last. That should be a last lesson. Banging ass body is a lethal weapon. Got your bottom line and your ass bro sweating. Forget it.
She was so overrated all this time that I wasted all the money, all the drama, all the truth. Had to face it, you were so overrated and your lies were outrageous. I just couldn't take it, and maybe you ain't impressed with me.
High rollers.
Girl, you messing with a real one. Say them cheeks real, can I feel one?
Yeah, feel it.
Hop up on the pole, then you flip, huh? Drop it to the floor, then you dip some.
Yeah, dip some.
Make it go round and round like it's running laps. Call them cheeks titans where that booty clash.
Yeah, clap, clap.
Girl, you got a bubble like a old Caprice. Got a nigga thirsty, think I need a Caprice, huh? Normally, I don't pay for a lap dance, but that's so fat that I gotta get at least one. Huh? Can you do it for a hood star? Girl, you tryna mill my Mr. Good Boy. Clap it for me, girl, I love the way you clap it, clap it. The way you kill it got me thinking that you trigger happy. Damn, girl, got a nigga about to pull a muscle. Going crazy, I love the way the cheeks toss.
Don't show me what you working with.
Working with.
Look, girl, this ain't a game. The way you keep on twerking it, I'ma make it say my whole name.
Make it say my whole name. Nigga trying to get managed. She got that ass shaking like it's in a panic.
Mommy.
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 Mommy gon' let a nigga spank it. You know I'm down with that hanky paint. Got a nigga hard like I'm in the paint. She move that ass fast, sonic. Got a nigga watching like an old Panasonic. Goodie bout to throw some dollars, can't help it. You be tricking too if she lets you fail it. Let me guess, got a prime with that. Wonder why you holler, she ain't hollering back. But boy, it's because she ain't fucking with no broke nigga. You ain't gotta throw it, just show the bitch a stack. Yeah. Tell the chick that you need an investor to match with a rap, bitch, bring her right back. Yeah.
Don't show me what you working with.
Working with.
Look, girl, this ain't a game.
Ain't a game.
The way you keep on twerking it, I'ma make it say my whole name.
Make it say my whole name.
Talented artist on the show. Rod, you have an interesting story.
Yes. Katie Kropos. 23.
I'm sorry, you're...
From Weymouth. Weymouth. Massachusetts. That explains it all. She was admitted to the hospital, discovering that she was pregnant after having back pains, and she gave birth to a 10-pound baby girl.
Damn.
You know what her excuse was? I thought it was just Christmas weight.
Christmas weight?
Christmas whale.
Oh, damn. Are you kidding me? Christmas weight and she pregnant.
Uh-huh. Didn't know she was pregnant. And she's not a small girl, so I don't know. I just don't know how you don't know. But I'm not a girl, so.
Are you sure?
Well, wouldn't you think if your friend didn't come?
Well, yeah. I mean, if I picked up that much weight.
Cross your mind? Is she so fat she doesn't have period?
Was she eating that much at Christmas? Like, damn. What the hell is wrong with people? That's your kinfolk.
Oh, she from Weymouth.
Well, so the show is coming to an end here pretty soon, but I want to go ahead and play a couple more songs. These guys will be on the show on January 26th, and I just copped their album, Coincidence, and they're out of Denver's club, and I got to tell you, these guys are phenomenal. Their music is amazing, so their show's on the 26th, Rodney, actually the 29th, so hopefully... you aren't doing anything, and we can go catch them. But this is one of my favorite tracks off their album. This is Handing It Over by The Host Club, right here on The Cue Up.
Put my heart between your teeth, open for the best. Your eyes told me I wouldn't be sorry. Somehow it all could last. Told me if it's really love, it'll come back to me. So I sat out my heart, I didn't wait for you to see. Inside, I was shaking like a rescue dog. Handing it over.
fell in love in seconds flat. Gave her a rose, but she gave it back. She broke my heart and I'm in it. Yeah, she broke my heart and I'm in it. I wrote her a song one day. She played it on the school's PA. And I lost my friends and I'm in it. Yeah, I lost my friends and I'm in it. And I think it's funny how. On her face, she can only stay for a minute, but she can only stay for a minute. You had your chances years ago to have the boy on the radio. How things can change in a minute, yeah, how things can change in a minute. And I think it's funny how. Crazy. It's funny how you're the crazy one now. Who's the crazy one now?
That was Justin Dearborn on the Cue Up with Crazy Over Me, and before that, the Host Club, who will be on the show on January 26th with Handing It Over. So make sure you tune into that show. They'll also have a show that following week on the 29th, so look forward to having them on. But this concludes the show, and we, of course, really enjoy you guys being here and appreciate you tuning in to the show every week and checking us out. And we hope you have a wonderful weekend. Rod, you want to throw any words there?
Go Broncos. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Go Broncos. Absolutely. Go Broncos all the way. Taking us out is Travelers Music with They're Gone. Go Broncos. We'll see you guys back here on Monday. Raina Williams, 10:30.
For days just tending to her garden, watering the flowers, waiting on the harvest. Mother of two sons, mother of two daughters. Never could we forget everything she had to offer. The water she used to pour upon the soil built a family. When we came around, she would sculpt another masterpiece, like the perennials she planted so deep. Once a year, I take a moment just to gather my peace. Nature walks through the forest, wind rustling leaves. Seems that's the only time stress levels decrease. See, I know you're by my side when I feel the breeze. Close my eyes and just imagine that you're looking at me. Time passed so fast, I don't know where to begin. Days to weeks to months, they blend. Maybe I was a kid, but I quietly observed. One day we'll reunite, till then I walk the earth.
1 minute there, the next minute gone. It's the same old song that we sing until the dawn. We're always gonna miss you, I know we'll meet again. Till then, I'ma write it all down with my pen. 1 minute there, the next minute gone. It's the same old song that we sing until the dawn. We're always gonna miss you, I know we'll meet again. Till then, I'ma write it all down with my pen. Shit ain't been the same since Eddie died. I sit back and look at life, man, I didn't even cry. Everybody knew it was his time, but we all lied to ourselves thinking that he's alright. And I can recall these years back
when I would come and visit, and we'd go down to the owner, go and scratch some lotto tickets. Going to the car museum, grandma cooking brisket, Casa Loma had some orange trees, and we'd go out and dig it. Sit around the table while you smoke a cigar, always chewing on the M while counting coins to play cards. It's bizarre knowing that you're doing okay, and then a couple years later your mind could be so far away up in there. These people, they never look the same, showing up to the house asking my father for my name. It's a shame, you know that we miss having you around, but I know we'll meet again. I keep my ear to the ground. 1 minute there, the next minute gone. It's the same old song that we sing until the dawn. We're always gonna miss you, I know we'll meet again. Till then, I'ma write it all down with my pen. 1 minute there, the next minute gone. It's the same old song that we sing until the dawn. We're always gonna miss you, I know we'll meet again. Till then, I'ma write it all down with my pen. I remember ditching class, we would smoke under the bleachers, Walkman on blast, disobeying all of our teachers. Living it for the day, the future was an illusion. Exploring my self-worth, drowning out the pollution. No job, no debt, skating was the solution. Fresh kicks, new deck, brother, we just cruising. All good in the hood, when you follow your heart. Never thought I'd see the day that we had to depart. It all happened so fast, like a shotgun blast. 1 minute chilling, next minute we crashed. Front tires blew out, smashed through a chain fence. Bottles littered the floor, somehow we all lived. If that ain't luck, I don't know what is. Rebels without a cause, growing up too quick. Just 2 years later, lost a couple of friends. Gotta cherish every moment till the end. 1 minute there, the next minute gone. It's the same old song that we sing until the dawn. We're always gonna miss you, I know we'll meet again. Till then, I'ma write it all down with my pen.